treat our community like you would treat your own. A simple message from App Healthcare about how visitors are encouraged to interact with communities in Ashe, Allegheny, and Watauga counties. Show your love for this special area of the state by practicing the 3 W's. Wear a face covering, wash your hands, and wait 6 feet from others. Together, we can keep our communities safe and open for locals and visitors. Show your love so our local residents can safely host you now and so you can come back again soon.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
A pleasant good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you each and every week here on these airwaves by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Great to have you with us again this week. Kind of coming back down off the 4th of July. This has been a busy 2 weeks here in the High Country. A lot more visitors up in this area. Certainly a lot of health concerns out there. We've seen some of the COVID positive test numbers going up here in the county, a time to be more vigilant as we look forward to bigger things ahead as we get a little closer to public schools, Appalachian State coming back, a lot of things out there that are suggesting that we need to do what we can to stay as safe and healthy as we can. So hopefully you're able to do that in the best way that you possibly can. And we look forward from the Boone Area Chamber perspective to sharing information with you about those two things I just mentioned. Here soon, we'll hopefully have some more guidance from the state, and then that will end up setting up local guidance on how Watauga County schools will be responding to the beginning of the fall. Certainly Appalachian State, Caldwell Community College, Lees McRae, all working on their operational plans right now to how they intend to bring students back here in a safe and responsible manner. And that's the key, is making sure that anybody that is returning to our area is familiar with the guidelines in our area and the reasons why we have worked as diligently as we have in the last few months to show your love, keep everybody as healthy as possible so we can not overwhelm our healthcare system and be able to keep our community as strong and as vibrant as possible. So again, I know it's a grind out there. There's no other way to say it. And the efforts that you are putting forward to not only help your fellow neighbor, but that fellow neighbor who owns a business that's still trying to figure out a way to find the floor right now. It has not been an easy time, even with doors open for a lot of businesses here in the community, because volumes aren't what they have been. Employee issues have arisen. And people need to be able to deal with those things. So appreciate you continuing to find ways to support businesses during these times. I know a lot of businesses have had to kind of fluctuate back and forth in terms of different operational plans. The thing that I continue to tell you is to practice patience and understand that we would all like to be operating very differently right now. We would like to have those big arms out and ready to hug everybody as they come into town, because that's what we do here. That's part of our summer, is to be hospitable and to welcome others to our area and have them share in what makes this such a special place to live throughout the year like we get to do. But this year has been different and the struggle is still out there. So those of you that have been able to find ways to continue to support your local businesses, we certainly do appreciate that. We got a great show for you today. We got an opportunity to talk to Graham Holzhauser. Graham is a guy you all know, right? He's one of us up here. Graham has run Jump Incorporated of Boone, inflatable company. If you've had a birthday party for your kids in the backyard, chances are you've had one of Graham's inflatables in there at one time or another, or have come across an event, a PTA fundraiser, something along those lines. Jump Incorporated has helped us celebrate for quite some time here in the High Country. And Graham, like many small businesses, had quite a difficult transition through the months of March and April, especially in the event industry, where you see a lot of those outdoor events, or rather indoor events, transition to outdoor events. And that season there, March, April, May, is a very important season for the event industry to really latch on to local businesses and local nonprofits. How many different fundraisers did we see canceled back in April, May, or changed to an online event? And a lot of the event industry is really kind of built off that time frame. So whether that's a fundraiser for your favorite nonprofit, or if it's a PTA event, the spring carnivals or fall festivals that we'll get ready for, you know, there are a lot of folks that make those events work, and Graham Holzhauser is certainly one of those folks. So we're going to have Graham on in a moment to talk about really his survival of March and April, but also some lessons that he learned during the Great Recession that helped him through this time. And he kind of closes his comments out with some advice to those businesses businesses that are very small, just like his, maybe one or two people. You don't necessarily have some of the leverage points to really make those big government programs like PPP or the EDL loans work in the same favor that maybe a 10 or 12 person business might. Graham's had some battle scars in that way, and he set himself up well to take care of himself, his family, and his business during this time, and he wants to pass that information along. So that'll be a big part of it. And we also want to talk about the fun stuff too, right? We want to talk about the things that Jump Incorporated does have available for you to be able to rent. A big movie screen. I had a chance to watch Hamilton the other night on Disney Plus on the big Jump movie screen, and it was a fantastic experience. And what he's been able to do, like so many of you have done, is figure out a way, and it's like the what do I have and how can I pivot around what the health needs are right now. So you might think inflatables and think, well, there's a lot of contact there. Well, Graham will tell you here in a moment how he's been able to take that guidance, apply it to his business, and still come out with a way that he can safely and responsibly operate some of those high country party mainstays that I know all of us are used to seeing. So great to have Graham on the program. Look forward to having him on here in just a moment. A couple of other things that we want to tell you about real quick on the event side. We do have the return of our weekly webinars coming up next Tuesday morning at 11:30. We're going to have a webinar on what to do basically if you have an employee test positive for COVID-19. There are a lot of discussion points out there right now about what the guidance is, who you should talk to, how you should process all of that. So we wanted to make sure we got the best information from you for you on that. So we'll have a panel that includes one business that's had this happen to them, one business that's built a plan around if it were to happen to them, and a variety of other applications to this. The health department and a few other businesses that have scheduled appropriately to try to mitigate risk for their staff and make sure that maybe some of those risk factors that are out there maybe aren't as prevalent for them as they might be if they were under normal operating conditions. So that webinar will take place, again, Tuesday morning from 11:30 to 12:45. It's a free event. You can register online at boonchamber.com just like you normally do. And we just want to kind of bring some conversation around that to say, here are some best practices. It's the reality we're in. We're going to talk about it next Tuesday as part of that webinar. Again, you can sign up online at boonchamber.com. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with Graham Holzhauser of Jump Incorporated. You're listening to Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you as always by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson joining you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. We're visiting with Graham Holzhauser of Jump Incorporated of Boone, a longtime fixture on the event scene here in the area. And that, of course, as we mentioned before the break, being one of the hardest hit industries within our area too, because, you know, with limits on numbers, it's hard to have big events. And certainly when you see outside events, you see inflatables all over the place, you think immediately of Graham and Jump. And great to have you on here today. Tell us how you kind of survived the first part of this, because I know that hit you at a time that outdoor event or indoor events become outdoor events. That's a very busy time for you.
You know what, we just kept our heads above water. Pretty much just shut down all of April and May. I guess basically having a great year that we did last year allowed me, and being a little bit lean business-wise, not have a whole lot of expenses, to kind of make it through. We did do some smaller, you know, birthday parties. We did some backyard events. People were still wanting things with their kids. So we did some, you know, events like that. And then I guess, you know, just like some of the other smaller business out there, did do the PPP loan to kind of, you know, bridge that a little bit. Now that the summer has started, some events have even start popping up. One of my major events is at Brick Oven up in Beach Mountain. Jimmy O'Carty has really, you know, helped me out with every Friday night. We do a couple inflatables. He does a band, do an outdoor movie. And I've condensed my equipment down to just the pieces that you can either social distance or that one kid can do at a time, so that you're not so, you know, clustered. You're not doing the big moonwalks and things like that the kids want to get in.
You know, your business has been solidified up here in the high country for so long, and I know you've got great relationships, and it seems like the people that were able to, as you mentioned a minute ago, take advantage of PPP, it was about relationships and being able to have a trusted banker, to be able to make the call at the right time, to put the wheels in motion. I'm sure with having a limited staff and having limited resources and knowing how PPP really rewarded people more based on the payroll part of that, I would imagine that made you have to trust those trusted sources even more to make sure that they were maximizing what you could get out of those situations.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'll toot the horn of BB&T. BB&T walked me through the whole process. I have an accountant that also, you know, helped me out through what I needed to do. But not having as many employees as everybody else, I wasn't allowed to get that much. But it was enough to, you know, kind of tide us over for just a little bit till some things, you know, did start coming back. But basically, you know, I definitely will never, you know, tell anybody that I'm great business person. I'm a person's person, you know, very personable, and I can get through. And sometimes people may give me money just because they feel sorry for me. Who knows? But business wise, I rely on my relationships with the banks and the accountants of people that tell me, you know, what's going on. They know all the information.
Graham Holzhauser joining us from Jump Incorporated here this morning on Mind Your Business. And, you know, you're in an event industry that is very insulated. You probably run into a lot of the same people when you are involved in larger events that are in those same circles. It's a close-knit community. As you have talked with other people that have either been hosting things, that have had to call and say, hey, because of regulations, we've had to maybe knock back our schedule, or just those that you see on the regular rotation, how do you see the event industry as a whole being impacted right now at a time where we know July is when you really go out there and go get it?
You know what? I mean, no short of devastated. I mean, that industry is devastated. I'm lucky to be small time. This is a great time to be a small business as far as a one person business, because you don't have a lot of mouths to feed. I was lucky as far as family-wise. My two boys are some of my best employees, and they went out and got other jobs. They both working at AutoBell right now. So that's helped me. But as far as some of the bigger companies that have a lot of employees, they had to keep employed, a lot more piece of equipment, a lot more expenses. They're devastated. So I just I always thought I wanted to be the biggest and baddest person out there. But, boy, it's a good time. You know, it's good this time to be a little bit smaller. And I'm just, like I said, my goal in this whole scenario is to just keep my head above water, stay in business, don't go out, stay in business, do whatever it takes to stay in business so I can reap the benefits of when we all come out of this next year.
I know that you were in business during the Great Recession and survived that. Have you been able to apply any of those similar principles to this scenario? When you saw this coming, were you able to say, hey, I got through this because I did these things, and kind of went back to that playbook almost?
Luckily, I did. I learned a hard lesson during the recession because I thought I was recession-proof. So I still kept spending and kept buying and doing things during the recession. I didn't get hit till a year after the whole recession. So then I was in pretty bad shape. And it took about 3 or 4 years to come out of that. I did. I had 3 full-time employees. I had more people, more equipment. And I had to dig my way out of that for about 3 to 4 years. But ever since probably 2014-15, we've been gradually growing. But what I learned during the recession was, get lean. Don't have credit card debt. Don't have a lot of debt out there. So going into this, which I never saw coming, I was out on an event March 13th when a school got the call that they needed to shut down, and I was out. And it was just from then on. But so I had no clue. Never saw it coming. But luckily, I had all my finances and other things more in place in a better situation than I was in 2008 and 2009.
Well, now that the weather has turned, we're into the heat of July, and I know you've got some things. You mentioned Beach Mountain already, but I want to give folks the opportunity to understand what it is that you do have available and how you're able to utilize social distancing and make sure that that's as safe as possible for the folks out there. We'll get into that conversation with Graham Holzhauser of Jump Incorporated when we come back from this break. You're listening to Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson continuing with Graham Holzhauser of Jump Incorporated. Really appreciate the perspective of what it's like to be the ultra small business, because I think that a lot of folks have put this in context with where they work, and they go to an office or they've had to work from home. And when you start to think about the many, many people in our community that are one or two person shops, And hearing how this impacts, we have also seen this community do a great job of supporting those kinds of businesses. So hopefully that'll be another chance for people to really kind of think about who your neighbors are, how they do what they do, and find ways to support them as we continue through this process. One of the things I think that's helpful to know is that you have been able to figure out a way through the regulations, and I know you've had some state guidance on this as well, to be able to get part of your operation back open again. So what can you tell folks that have been used to seeing your equipment and inflatables all over the community? What can you tell them about what you can offer at this point in time?
One of the biggest rentals I have right now is my 20-foot tall outdoor movie screen. So we are doing some outdoor movies for a couple of public events, but a lot of backyard parties, to where, you know, it can be just your neighbors, where you're pretty much everybody's together anyway, so you can, you know, either social distance or you don't have to. But when you do the public event, you can social distance with the outdoor movie. It's huge. It's it'll handle it, crowds up to 200 and 300 people. Huge speakers, screen. I bring all the everything set up. You just provide the movie, and so that's been real good. That's been we've got some events coming up at Beach Mountain, Grandfather Golf and Country Club's doing some of those other events. So what I've done, I condensed my equipment. So you don't, at a public event, parents aren't gonna want to put their kids in a big bounce house and throw eight of them in there just spitting and spraying stuff all over each other. So yeah, for a backyard party, we can do the bounce houses, but pretty much I'm doing the single person items. I have a inflatable axe throwing game that is foam axes that throw it into a Velcro screen. And so it's just like real axe throwing, except it's very safe and kid friendly. And it's one person at a time, and we wipe the axes down in between each handle. So No chances for anything right there. So dual axe throw. I do my giant slides. You've seen those all over the place. We do one at a time. One person slide down at a time. If it's siblings, yeah, I'll send two of them up there. But most of the time, it's just one at a time. We'll keep them 6 foot apart in line. They are kids. A little bit tough on 6 foot at a time, but we'll try to make it work. But I have some other, even my obstacle courses, instead of running two against each other, we time people going one at a time. So I can, I've got anywhere between 5 to 10 pieces that are very, very safe. We've upped our game a little bit cleaning wise. We've been known for years as being one of the cleanest companies out there. We're clean. So when I'm cleaning now, it's almost cleaning over clean stuff, but it just needs to be doubly clean now. So we're taking everything out a little bit more often and cleaning it. And so just staying safe there. So everything is safe. If we need to wear masks or do them, then feel free, come on. But we're pretty much open for business. If I have some things available for you, feel free to call. I'll be more than happy to help.
And how can people find out how to get a hold of you?
So the easiest way is, the website is pretty simple, www.jumpboon.com. Jumpboon.com. That'll show you everything I got on there. Like I said, most stuff on the website I've condensed down. When April started, back before us, when we stopped everything in April, I just dropped my insurance. There's no use to have insurance, if you're not renting anything. So then as I've picked it back up, and I'll give a good shout out to Peak Insurance Agency, Chuck Eiler. He helped me through that process, and Jackson Sumner, they helped me through that big time as far as getting my new insurance up and going. And we didn't insure everything. There's no use to insure things you're not going to rent out. So I just insured, a skeleton thing, units, and hopefully I can rent all those that I do have insured out. But we have to operate, have to have insurance to operate in the state of North Carolina. But we pretty much, everything on the website, jumpboon.com. Also, my phone number is 828-264-9011, and you can reach me that way.
Excellent. Well, I can say, as a recent partaker of your backyard movie screen a couple of times already this summer, that is a legit way to spend an evening, and certainly something that hopefully people can take advantage of. Final question for you. If you have any advice out there for people that are in your same position, one person, two person operation, trying to get through and make it to the fall and hope for better days ahead, having been through this a couple of times now, what's your advice to that person?
Gotta roll your sleeves up and work. One thing I did learn back in the recession, having full-time employees and things like that, and I had to kind of let them go. You know, we didn't have that. I rolled my sleeves up and I started doing everything. I went back old school and did everything myself, just like from day one. And to be honest with you, I didn't add a whole lot of staff from the recession. I've still been doing everything day one, you know, like day one, doing everything myself. We had two teenage boys, so they do it, but I've got some part-time college kids. But basically, as a business owner, you have to work triple to four times harder than anybody else out there. It's also respect from your employees. If they see you do it, they'll be more than happy to do it for you too. So just get out there, roll your sleeves up, and do it as much as you can yourself.
Excellent advice, and we look forward to brighter days ahead, and certainly best of luck to you for the rest of the summer, and hopefully we'll get folks on the site and see all the different ways that they can find ways to spend these days in a good way. So, Graham, thanks for joining us here today.
Awesome. Appreciate you having me out.
All right, that'll do it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We'll be right back here again, same time, same place next week on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.